I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nuthouse Basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. If you listen very closely, you can hear thunder in the background. It's not a sound effect. It is legitimately storming right now, which is why I totally scrapped this week's podcast. Usually what I do to draw you behind the curtain for a moment is what I do is I record all of the tracks and then I do the backing and then I encode everything and then that's the podcast. So I spent this afternoon recording a whole bunch of songs and then promptly decided that that wasn't a good idea and that I should do this podcast episode instead. So I've got a bunch of stuff for the next episode at the end of April, whereas this is four songs. That's it. They're epic. They're kind of down-tempo. They're kind of scary. They're kind of doomy. But they're super, super fantastic music. We're going to start it off with a track that actually is from an album that hasn't been released yet. It comes out the week of April 21st. So it comes out a week from the day this podcast goes live. This is the title track to the latest Zodiac series entry by Canada's Fucked Up. It is entitled Year of the Dragon.
Thank you. Down below.
I think that's their best one since Year of the Pig. That's just me. If you buy that single, there are two covers on the B-side that can be had from their record label's merch site. That is Tank Crimes Record, tankcrimes.merchtable.com. Tank Crimes, they're not the ones putting this out, but one of their artists, Ghoul, will be putting out a 10-inch on Record Store Day that is entitled Hang 10. You can stream it online. It's fantastic. And it comes out on Record Store Day this Saturday. Highly recommend you pick it up. It's fantastic, and I believe it is on Brain Squeeze Records. Next track, they are getting ready to go on a tour this summer. They will be playing with Deaf Heaven. We'll be playing them a little bit later. But this is from their album from last year or the year before, entitled Sorrow and Extinction. This is Pallbearer with Foreigner. Thank you. were listening to that song the other night, just sort of like hanging out in the living room, and I kind of thought of that. I mean, that is like super Sabbath-y. I mean, don't get me wrong, like down to the vocals and everything, but it's pretty in a way. It's this idea that doom, or, you know, however you sludge or whatever you want to call it, it can be like a style of music that can not only like sort of creep you out and make you feel super uncomfortable, but it can also be used to sort of bring new definitions of beauty. And I think one of the acts that does that really well, they were showcased on last week's Sound Opinions in a live performance. And as they're sort of like a strictly instrumental band, I think it's sort of fascinating the sort of emotions and imagery that they can usher up. This is sort of widely regarded to be like their masterpiece, and I'm certainly inclined to agree. It is the title track to the album of the same name. This is Pelican with March Into the Sea. What's wonderful about Pelican is that they have this ability to sort of evoke an image in your mind simply by, you get the title of that track, it's March Into the Sea, and then you hear it, and it evokes this sort of movie in your head as you listen to the song, and that's what everything they do is. Like Jim and Greg, when they had them on Sound Opinions last week, sort of made the mention, like, you hear tundra and, you know, you get this idea that there are mammoths, like, going through and, like, doing battle, and it's just, like, snowstorms and you may die, and that's sort of the idea you get with Pelican. It's I've become sort of a soundtrack nerd over the last few years, but I think the idea that you can take music that is divorced from the cinematic component, from the filmic itself, and you can turn it into something that is even so much more, just it exists on its own and allows you to create a movie in your head. I just think that's wonderful. This next group doesn't necessarily do the beautiful so much. There is certainly a very lovely shoegaze element to it, but there is also, it is shot through with sort of like ugly and harsh guttural vocals, and I think that's what makes it work, is that dichotomy. This album, from which the track we have comes from, Sunbather, was super well reviewed and super well received last year. It was like one of the best records, and I certainly agree. I was upset to not get to see them on their most recent tour, opening for Between the Buried and Me, but they were doing a headlining tour this summer with Paul Bearer and a couple of other acts. But more importantly, they will be playing this song. It is the first track off of Sunbather. This is Death Heaven and Dream House. certainly some ugly elements there, right? But certainly some beauty as well. That is Deaf Heaven's Dream House from their album Sunbather, and that is the last track. Like I said, only four songs, but there's so much music there, isn't there? It just runs this amazing sort of gamut. When we come back in the next couple weeks, I may or may not scrap all of the tracks that I've already recorded. Who knows? It all depends. Record store day is this Saturday. Go support your local record shops. Buy some vinyl. Buy some interesting stuff. Buy something other than just the record store day releases. Like, dig through the bins. See what you can find. Lots of stores will have great sales. And what better time to take advantage of what stores have, like, deep in their bins. And, you know, buy a weird record for $2. You'll appreciate it. You'll be all the happier for having taken the risk. And even if you aren't happy, fuck it, it's $2. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Tell your friends with bands, record labels, movie companies, zines to send me stuff for review. This podcast can be found at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I frequently blog about books and zines and movies and records and tapes and all sorts of other tangible ephemera in this age of digital in which we live. Tell your friends to download and listen to the podcast. And until next week, or next time, rather, thank you for listening.